Hello, it is November 15th. This is Mac O'Brien and Brian Novak with Aster Investment Management. We'll be doing these short recordings, audio recordings, when any interesting economic data is released. Inflation. Brian approached me this morning and said there was some very interesting inflation data that came out. Brian, what data points came out? What are they? What were the changes that support a case for inflationary environment going to 2018?
Hey, Mac. So keeping it simple, PPI came out yesterday at 2.4 versus expected 2.2. And then today, CPI came out at about 1.8 versus 1.7. That's indicating that we're seeing a little bit of bump in inflationary pressure in the market.
So the data points are pointing towards an inflationary environment. What is the Fed? What's the Fed saying?
So the Fed's got enough information to do what they need to do next month, which is raise interest rates a quarter point. Clearly, Janet Yellen has some concern about inflation. At the G30 meeting a couple weeks ago, inflation was a topic that was discussed at length amongst global Fed governors.
All right. So data points, raw economic data points and the Fed are both pointing towards inflationary environment. What does the market seem to think?
The market seems to think otherwise. We've had a flattening yield curve the entire year. We've seen two-year rates over the last 2 months rise more than 10-year rates. We're clearly seeing a move higher in rates, but the market does not seem to think that inflation's here. We've had a bond market that's cried wolf over the last couple of years, but we're not seeing that in the marketplace right now, and that could be the risk.
All right, so outside of CPI, what data points or what are you looking for to really kind of ring the bell that inflation is here?
Yeah, we've seen some of the traditional indicators that inflation's coming already happening. We've seen energy up since mid-June, up 38%. Copper during the same period is up 30%. We're actually seeing a global demand function accelerating the global economy, and those traditionally portend to higher inflation rates.
All right, so in conclusion, clearly we are closer to an inflection point with inflation and rates than we have been over the past several years. So what would you say to investors?
Mac, we always preach to our advisors, investor clients that we're data-driven. We need to see data trends happening. And right now we're actually seeing this marketplace, the inflation marketplace, starting to pick up. I think that means that the risk is to the upside and not the downside. And I think investors need to be cognizant of that when positioning their portfolio, using strategies that can help mitigate inflation risk, mitigate interest rate movement risk, while also looking at different opportunities can be a very good solution to augment their portfolios.
All right, thank you, Brian. Quick disclaimer, all information discussed is for informational purposes only and not for trading or investing purposes. This is not a solicitation to offer investment advice or services in any state where to do so would be unlawful. All opinions expressed are that as date of publication and subject to change. Aster and its affiliates are not liable for the accuracy, usefulness, or availability of any such information or liable for any trading or investing based on such information. Thank you.